97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Our guest this morning is Emily Taylor. Glad to have her back here again. She is an attorney, and she works with U.S. Law Shield. We appreciate your time this morning. Emily, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I want to talk about this issue with ghost guns in just a minute, but first, I have a local issue I want to kind of bring up with you. There's a lead story here in our Associated Press today. Our governor, Parson, is teaming up with mayors from around the state of Missouri, and their stated goal is to keep teenagers from getting their hands on handguns by passing a ban on it, which I thought was fascinating because federally it's illegal for anybody under the age of 18 to have a handgun, right?
Yes, that's very strange that they would feel that that's the issue they need to legislate.
Yeah, the Kansas City mayor was quoted as saying, these aren't radical ideas. We want to make sure children aren't walking around with handguns. And then they go on to admit that federal law bans minors from having handguns, but their argument is that local law enforcement shies away from referring minors to federal prosecutors, and they believe a state ban would give law enforcement more tools. They're still going into the juvenile system no matter what. And my argument is you either it's prosecutorial discretion or there's some other problem if they're catching 15 and 16-year-olds with handguns and not prosecuting them.
Sure, absolutely. That is incredibly strange. And you know, of course, if the issue is that the federal prosecutors won't accept charges on these matters, then that seems to be an issue that the AUSA needs to take up amongst themselves as well.
Yes. No, very, very true. I'm hoping to get the governor on here. In fact, the alderman who sponsored this, Jeffrey Boyd, is going to join us in studio tomorrow to find out why they think we need laws upon laws. You're either enforcing the laws that are on the books or we're not. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up and get your point of view on it. The other issue that you've been covering, Emily, is this shooting in Santa Clarita, California. What have we found out about the gun, the 45 caliber handgun that was used in that shooting?
Well, we have situations, I believe, now where we are going to see the demonization of a bump stock all over again, except a different victim. So what this young man used was an 80% receiver. People like to refer to them as ghost guns, although I think that makes it sound a little bit spookier than it actually is.
Right.
It is an 80% receiver or an 80% lower. And what that is the receiver of a firearm, except it's only been finished to about 80%. There's 20% of the metal parts that still need to be cut out in order to actually make a functional receiver. Because it's only 80% finished, it is not yet considered a firearm, so it's not serialized and it doesn't require a background check. These are things that have been on the market for ages. This is the first time we have really seen any sort of criminal offense committed with one of these 80% receivers, and yet these will be demonized going forward.
Yeah, this is going to be the reason those parts are for sale is if you own a handgun and you want to upgrade the barrel or you need a new trigger or something like that, and here you've got somebody taking advantage of that situation who bought individual parts and figured out how to assemble a handgun. This is the first time I know of, and I'm glad you mentioned that's been the method by which one of these school shooters has gotten their hands on a weapon. And you're right. I think there will immediately be that knee-jerk reaction that, oh, we've got to stop this. It's another supposed loophole.
Exactly. Now, never mind that if someone is a prohibited person, they're a felon, they're an infant, which is what we call people under the age of 18, they are have been adjudicated mentally ill, all of the things that would prohibit them from purchasing a firearm through an SSL dealer, it is so much easier. You know, if I'm a criminal, I am going to have a much easier, faster time finding a truck with an NRA sticker on the back and breaking out the window and looking for a handgun than I am ordering an 80% lower, making sure that I have gunsmithing machinery so that I can finish it out, ordering a slide, ordering my trigger mechanism, and putting it all together. I can go steal one or find one on the black market so much easier if my purpose is get one without a background check.
Right, because as we've talked about so long, and what they're trying to do now is make illegal private firearms transactions. If I want to sell a gun to my neighbor, it's already illegal. I need to know if the person I'm selling the gun to is a felon. At that point, I've committed a crime, and the person receiving the gun has committed a crime because as a felon, they're not supposed to have one.
That's exactly right. And keep in mind, too, and that this is really, you've brought up a great point with regard to these ghost guns as well, is that people seem to have this idea that because you order an 80% lower and it's not yet considered a firearm, that you've fallen into this deep, deep, deep black hole of loopholes. And now you can walk around with this unserialized firearm, which is absolutely untrue. The second it becomes a firearm, if you cannot possess a firearm, you cannot possess that firearm that you have now created. So
correct.
There is no loophole here. You have committed federal and state offenses the second you drill out that 20% material.
Yep, it's a great point. Listen, Emily Taylor, I appreciate your time. We'll direct people to uslawshield.com. They can find out more about what the folks do over there with providing legal assistance to gun owners. Thanks for your time.
Get more at 971talk.com.